Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The great John Harper is on from the Daily News in New York to talk baseball. John, happy holidays. Hope you're doing well, buddy.
Hey, same to you, Scotty. How are you?
I got to tell you, obviously we're going to talk about Giancarlo Stanton for sure, but I really am stunned to learn that Jeter didn't even go to the winter meetings. Like, I have to say, like, who does he think he is? Like, are you kidding me?
I know. He's not off to a good start as an owner, you know. I think he's finding out that it's not as simple as just going out and singling the right field every time up when you need a big hit or something. He's got a lot to learn. A lot of inexperience has shown. He's made a lot of bad moves there. He fired a scout who was in the hospital at the time, you know, waiting for a kidney transplant. He's really looked bad here, and he kind of botched this Stanton thing by refusing to get involved with the guy and talk to him about what he wanted to do and get it and understand where Stanton was coming from. He really is not doing well so far as an owner. Yeah, I saw him tonight. They showed him at the Dolphins game. He didn't look too happy when he saw himself on TV there.
I mean, he looks like kind of an idiot right about now since he's taken over the Marlins. He fired everyone in the organization, basically. I knew about the guy with cancer in the hospital. And then, I mean, he literally gave Stanton to the Yankees for a bag of donuts. Are you kidding me?
And today he tried to sell it as he wouldn't have done anything different. Hey, Stanton had the hammer with the no-trade clause, but there were better ways to go about it than the way Jeter did. You know, that's why when a guy has a no-trade clause, a guy of that stature with that kind of salary, you have to sit down and talk with him where he's coming from and what you may and may not do. They went ahead and made deals with the Giants and the Cardinals without knowing it was Stanton. You know, they kind of tried to threaten him with the idea, if you didn't take these deals, you're going to be stuck in Miami because we're going to trade everybody else. Well, Stanton has an opt-out clause in 3 years, so he wasn't going to be stuck there forever. And he called him on their bluff. And, you know, yeah, Jeter just, he didn't go about this the right way. And he did. He really, in the end, had no leverage. So he had to take what he could get from the Yankees because he wanted to get out from under that contract. But, yeah, the Yankees, I mean, they got him for basically nothing.
So John Harper with his Daily News. He was Stanton. Very appreciative of the organization, the city of Miami, the teammates, the staff, the coaching staff. He feels for the fans, et cetera. But the bottom line is, despite all the wonderful things he said, the reality of it is in today's presser with the Yankees, he said that it's a circus there. Yeah. And it's a joke, and that it's a mess, and that's just the beginning of it. Like, he said that, like, they have, in not so many words, they have no chance. I mean, I thought he actually, without all the shiny, smiley thanks for everything, he basically said they're a disaster.
He did. And you know what? I was glad to see it. He was blunt about it, but you could tell, I mean, he got sick and tired of hearing promises from their ownership down there, the old ownership, about how they were going to try and win when Jeffrey Loria still wouldn't make the moves he had to make to put that team in contention. And so he called them on it and said, yeah, he called it a circus atmosphere or whatever. And I think it's probably good for the Yankees because this guy's coming to New York with kind of a chip on his shoulder, hungry to win because he's been there for 8 years and hasn't even finished above .500. So I think the guy's kind of on a mission to prove that 59 home runs is no fluke. And in Yankee Stadium, who knows how many he could hit.
The amazing John Harper, clearly one of the best baseball writers in America with the Daily News, always a guest on the bench. We love him. I got to ask you, if you, because I live there, right? So I was there doing work for the Marlins in 03 when they beat the Yankees in the World Series, and no one went to the games then either. The only reason that the World Series was sold out was because it was the World Series. They never went to any games. They went to playoff games when they made it. And then even at the beginning when they were, like, playing the Giants, et cetera, it was still, there were empty seats at every game. And then they get in the World Series with the Yankees. And, of course, everyone went to see the Yankees. And then they beat the Yankees. It was unbelievable. But I was working for the ball club. And I got to tell you, every night I had my own section, the Ferrellovidians in left field. And I had, like, 500 free tickets to give away on my morning show on QA. At the time, the home of the now it's the home of the Dolphins and Canes. Then it was the home of the Marlins. And I'm just telling you, no one ever goes to Marlin games, ever. And I'm telling you, no one will ever go to a Marlin game again as long as they live, because he's gone now, and there is absolutely zero reason whatsoever on the face of the world and the face of the earth to go to a Marlins game when there's nothing to watch.
Yeah, I think you're right, Scotty. I'm not sure that can ever succeed down there, because, as you said, I don't think there's really much of a true fan base there. So many transplanted New Yorkers or whatever else down there. And I don't know if Jeter knew what he was getting into, really. He didn't have to put up a whole lot of his own money compared to what the other guy did, but I don't know if it'll work. And even Stanton made that comment today. He kind of feels sorry for the fans down there and even the players who are still there, because he said there's rough times ahead. They're going to have to break that whole thing down and try and build it the way the Astros did. Well, you can do it if you make all the right moves in terms of high draft picks and some trades and this and that. But the Astros went through a lot of pain themselves to turn that thing around. And I don't know if that fan base will turn out until you actually put kind of a World Series team on the field, and that's really, really hard to do.
One of the things that they do is they do a lot of old people, obviously, and I still have a place there. They watch the games, believe it or not, on television. They just don't go to the games. They actually get good baseball TV ratings down there. It's the craziest thing, because no one wants to go out in the heat, even though it's an indoor ballpark. No one wants to even go from the parking lot to the stadium. That's how hot it is. And I mean, I'm not even kidding. And then they just, you know, they sit at home and watch the games on TV. They've always done well on TV, but no one ever goes. I have to ask you, do you believe that Jeter will actually make it? Like, do you think he'll survive? Like, let's say, hypothetically, 10 years from now, do you think he'll still be involved with the team? Or will they? Because he looks like anyone that starts this badly in something, are you kidding me? You're going to vote on him to be successful? I vote on him to, like, jump off a bridge in about 8 years.
Yeah, I would. I'll say this. I think there's a better chance that Stanton's still in New York and finishing out that 10-year career than there is that Jeter is still there as an owner. I think he will. If it's not working out, I think he'll find a way to get out of it at some point. And it's just it's a really hard road to climb. And I'm not sure he wants to be the point man there. I remember him telling me this years ago that if he was going to, he always talked about being an owner. And I asked him, well, if you're going to be an owner, are you going to be involved making the baseball decisions? He kind of looked at me like, well, what do you think? Of course, he thinks he can do it. But as we've seen, a lot of guys, it doesn't necessarily translate. Jordan, Michael Jordan, other guys aren't necessarily successful owners just because they were players. I don't know if he has the expertise to really pull this off and if he has the right people around him. So I'm betting that he's not there in 10 years.
Yeah, me neither. Let me ask you this question. Do you, because you know him really well, do you feel that he's rubbing people the wrong way initially here? Because he's coming across as this stuck-up, snide know-it-all. And in reality, I think he was a really great Yankee. And I think nothing more. I just think that he was meant to be this Yankee shortstop, and his whole career he played with him and everything. But all this act of him, like, pretending like he's some kind of George Steinbrenner is it's not coming across that way. I think it's coming across as he's being a jerk.
Yeah, well, yeah, he hasn't made a lot of friends down there. I mean, look what he ran off guys like Tony Perez, Andre Dawson, Jeff Conine. And then he, when he got some bad pub, he had an outgoing team president, David Sampson, delivered the news. Jeter didn't even do it himself, that he wanted those guys out. And they were making maybe, what, $100,000 or something, so not a lot of money. And then when he got bad publicity for that, he offered Conine, who's, you know, considered kind of Mr. Marlin down there, a chance to stay for $25,000 a year.
Conine right.
said, are you kidding me? So, yeah, I mean, Jeter, look, he had a pristine reputation as a Yankee, no doubt about it. And I had covered him for a lot of years, but he also was a guy who was very careful not to, very guarded, not to give you any insight about into him or anything, really. And, I mean, you wondered at times if you ever really got to know the real Derek Jeter, and now maybe we're seeing a side of him that we didn't see in New York.
Wow, that's crazy. So let me go back to the Yankees for a second. Now that you've seen this deal go down, we don't know how they're going to handle it, like in right field. Do you believe they'll move Gardner to center? Can they get rid of Ellsbury? He has a no-trade clause. Would they put Stanton in left, or are they just going to flip him every day as a DH and play in right? Is that the way it's going to be? How's it going to play out?
I think Stanton will do a lot of DH, and Judge is a really good right fielder. I know Stanton's pretty good too, but Judge, he's really athletic for a guy his size. He's younger. He can take more of a beating. They would love to get rid of Ellsbury's contract, but they still have Aaron Hicks too, who they actually played over Ellsbury in the playoffs because they like his defense that much. He's really a good center fielder. I don't know. Yeah, they could move Gardner to center, but I don't think they're getting rid of both of those guys. I think Gardner will play a lot of left. Maybe they'll see if Stanton can play some left as well, but I think he'll do a lot of DHing and maybe play the outfield a couple times a week. And I saw where he seemed to be okay with that today. They do have a lot of outfielders. They're going to be trying to look to maybe trade some for pitching. Gardner could go in the right deal for pitching, because remember, they got that kid Clint Frazier that they love too, who you got to see a little bit of last year, and he's right now there's no room for him. They think he's ready as well.
So let me ask you this question. Is the no trade clause the worst thing that's ever happened to baseball? Like giving these star players no trade clause, it comes back to haunt these teams, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you would think if you give a guy $325 million or whatever, you wouldn't need a no trade clause, but he was smart enough to get it because he knew, you know, that based on the history there in Miami, there's a good chance that he would need it at some point. But, yeah, it's not – it's like these opt-outs they give now, too. They give the players all the leverage in these situations. And with the money they're throwing at them, you know, but you know how it goes. These teams get desperate to get a guy, and they'll go ahead and make that last move to give them the no-trade. Sometimes they think they have to do that to get them to keep them from signing somewhere else. And almost always puts the team in, just like they're with the Yankees with Ellsbury now. Even if they can get a team to take them, you know, the Yankees are willing to eat some of that contract, and they would obviously have to. But Ellsbury still has to sign off on that deal. So, yeah, it puts the team in a really bad spot, no trades.
Lastly, do you think, because I've said for a while on this show, I think the Mets should trade Matt Harvey with all of his stupid Dark Knight BS. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. He's been a disaster. He really has in the last couple of years. And I just think I'd love to see him move him. What do you think is going to happen there?
They're listening on him, but here's the thing. If you're trading him for a reliever, I mean, the Mets need pitching. And, you know, I think the big problem is they don't want to spend a lot of money. There's a lot of relievers out there they could just go and spend on. To me, at this point, I think you're right. I mean, I don't have any faith in Harvey, but they brought in Mickey Callaway, a guy who was considered a great pitching coach and who's going to be the manager, and then
Dave
Island, the pitch coach, with a whole new couple of guys there. I think at this point I would give it one more shot with Harvey and see if you can get anything out. He's going to be a free agent next year. He's going to be doing everything he can to get some kind of multi-year contract. At this point I would take one more shot with him. If you can get something of real value for him, that's one thing, but I wouldn't just give him away for a reliever at this point. I'm not sure what you accomplished it. Other than it would save the Mets from spending a few more dollars on a reliever.
Right, so they go out and get Mickey Callaway, and I was thinking to myself, but lucky for him, nice interview, nice job heisting this job, getting the job. I'm thinking, everybody's talking about how great he is, this and that. I'm thinking to myself the whole time, I'd rather have Callaway Golf running the Mets than Mickey Callaway. Thank you very much. So I'll be the first in New York to welcome him with no open arms and say good luck over in Queens with the Mets. Mickey Callaway, my ass. John, great.
You're tough, Scotty. You're tough.
I love you. You're the best. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. All of that business. Merry Pharrellmas. Everything else. You're the man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.